This is Christopher Lyon interviewing Terry Winters on November 13, 2018 at his loft in Lower Manhattan. And thank you very much for submitting to this. So we have to start somewhere, and I ended up starting with thinking about Richard Schiff's essay about you in the 2004 retrospective catalog, where he had this to say: Winters has avoided developing a personal mythology and has never cultivated an exclusive autographic mark. Something grander than personality is at stake for him: the continuum, or, quote, correlation between life and matter. He's quoting Gilles Deleuze in that last phrase. By autographic, I think he means a kind of signature artistic handwriting, and I'm not sure about that, because you have a very distinctive style. But what really resonated for me after looking at a lot of work and reading about you was the remark about not cultivating a personal mythology. I've been struck in reading interviews with you that what I took to be an almost anti-autobiographical reticence on your part. And you know, so many artists that I've encountered over the years have a pretty well-oiled story about themselves.
True.
But you seem in interviews to be pretty relentlessly focused on your work, and even to the point of being somewhat self-effacing. So Schiff's second big point is that he thinks you're addressing in your work the, and that could be described in many ways, the continuum, or the correlations between life and matter, between culture and nature, and that your aim, as he, and he borrows a term from you, may be to convert unsensed information into something unhidden. I was really taken with that term, unhidden. Mm-hmm. It's to use a term like unhide, as opposed to more simply to say to reveal, is to somehow be being taken a back door into things a little bit, you know, a kind of double negative almost.
Right.
So with that little bit of intro,
I think that's a good place to stop. That seems perfect to me.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think there's some way that I feel access to whatever these realms are that I want to access is made more is aided through an indirect approach rather than a direct approach. Like, maybe that's what, I mean, I'm reacting a little bit to your response to the unhidden remark, that there's something to be revealed, and something that I'm interested in emerging, but it's not something that can be, that can happen through my direct intention. Mm-hmm. But the intention, it's more about defining a parameter within which things can happen and things can emerge. So I think I've spent a lot of time trying to focus on what those procedures could be in terms of the painting process that would allow for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a little bit why there was an effort on my part not to make it about me so much, because the interest in, for me, in the expressive potential of paintings are not just about self-expression. It's like, that's one of the things I'm after, but there's a kind of expression and intelligence in the material and in the process and even in the cultural convention of painting itself that interests me.
Is there a sense of, in almost of getting out of the way of those things?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a kind of, it's obviously it's paradoxical. I end up with an object that's like a painting and it's my painting. But and I'm interested in the painting being a register of my gesture and touch. So in a way, that's it. I understand what Richard's saying there, but where I'm not trying to develop necessarily a signature approach or style, mm-hmm. but the kind of inflection that comes from moving material around and its accumulation on the surface is something that